The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Ethan Hewitt with KMA Land Shenandoah. Ethan, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
All right. Well, thank you, Senator. Of course, late last week, we did hear our President Biden's State of the Union address. I guess maybe just kind of give us your reaction to his address to the nation.
Oh, let me give you the positive and the negative. Start with the positive. He started out talking about how the United States for 50, 60, 70 years has kind of led the globe in an effort to preserve the peace and to keep autocracies from attacking democracies. Most often that's associated with the old Soviet Union. Now it's in reference to Russia trying to expand their empire, or Xi trying to invade Taiwan, or the Ayatollah of Iran through their proxies around the Middle East trying to threaten the democracy of Israel. And he related how we had led these efforts through the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, treaties of mutual respect and protection with South Korea, Japan, Philippines. I think that would take care of most of the countries. Kind of, we don't have a treaty with Israel, but we surely have been supportive of Israel. And America's leadership has prevented World War III and how it's necessary to keep that up. I agree with that part of his speech. But that took about 10 or 15 minutes, and then from there on it was downhill, a very partisan, pro-Democrat speech, not the kind of a speech that the president said in his inaugural address, that he's going to do everything to bring America together. His speech would have emphasized differences in America and no effort to bring people together. So I think he had to give that sort of a speech because 60, 70% of the Democrats don't think at his age he ought to be running for president. And he had to show them how strong he was. And he did it mostly by yelling at people.
Of course, also this past weekend, Biden also did sign that $460 billion package passed by Congress that funded roughly half of the government agencies. I guess what kind of a two-parter? What was your, I guess, thoughts on this being passed and the second half kind of confidence in getting some of these other agencies, including the defense, of course, that face a deadline coming up here later this month?
Yeah. Well, we only have passed half of the appropriation bills, but if the other half that we have to pass in the next 2 weeks follow the pattern of these bills, it will mean that we won't be spending any more in 2024 than we did in 2023. Now, maybe for people that think that's still spending too much money, that level of spending for 24 over 23 would be a sharp contrast to the 10% increases we've been having in recent years under this administration. So I think we're taking a baby step, admittedly a baby step, to get our deficit spending under control. And I hope we can continue that for quite a few years.
And then we also, of course, we did see President Biden's budget proposal, about $7.3 trillion, I guess. What were your kind of initial thoughts on this? And I know there's also a little bit for the funding on the funding for the border as well. I guess kind of your thoughts on the president's proposals.
Well, he wouldn't have to spend any money at the border if he'd enforce the law, because it's illegal to enter our country without a permission. And we're a very immigrant inviting country because about 1 million people come here every year legally. And we welcome them. We'd probably welcome more of them if we could process them. I think that's the answer to your question about the border. Maybe we need more judges, immigration judges. Maybe we need more border patrol. I'm in favor of that, but I'm not in favor of spending more money at the border so we can bring in another 2 or 3 million people during his last year in office, if this is his last year. Then as far as the total part of the budget that you said, It's a sort of a situation where it's going to continue to add trillions to its deficit. And I heard him say in his inaugural address how he was bringing down the deficit. He could only say that because some of the money that's not being spent this year was a one-time appropriation bill. And that was in a State of the Union message, if I misspoke. So you have him adding billions of dollars to the deficit, and he just continuing his reckless spending spree that he's been doing here for the last years in office. In fact, I think the budget deficit gets worse as time goes on.
Sure. And in terms of agriculture right now, obviously Farm Bill is still an area of focus right now. I guess, what sort of progress have you seen at all on that legislation? And I guess, what have been, I guess, some of the areas that you've seen maybe have had the most kind of disagreement or contention right now?
The biggest disagreement and contention, I'll answer that part first, is that Democrats want to spend more on food stamps, and Republicans feel that 85% of the money in the bill is for food stamps. We need to put more farm into the farm bill, and we want more money for reference pricing. And until that's worked out, I don't think we're going to have a farm bill. If we don't have a farm bill out of committee by March, I'm feeling that we won't get one this year, and we'll have to have a one-year extension. Now, a couple weeks ago, I heard Chairwoman Stabenow say that she thought there had to be a one-year extension. So I told that to people like you on my agricultural call. And she cornered me on the Senate floor saying that she was misquoted when she said that. And then I had a chance to clarify with Senator Boozman, the Republican leader of the Agriculture Committee, and he affirms what Stabenow told me, that they're working at the staff level to try to reach an agreement. So I want to say that I did what she did, or what other people quote her. She said a one-year extension, it implied that there wasn't going to be any more work on the farm bill, but they're working on it, and hopefully to get a five-year farm bill, and I hope they do. And I'm going to be there backing it if it's a bill that I can agree with. But there's got to be more farm in the farm bill. Is that your last question?
Also, just a little update, if any, on, of course, there is the EPA ruling for E15 to be sold year-round starting next year. I guess an update on the efforts, obviously, to push for that summer waiver for this year.
Well, we wrote to the president as the Iowa delegation, all six of us, saying the president should do in 24 what he did in 22 and 23. He issued an order to allow E15 during those summers, and he should do it for 24. Now, from 25, as far as you can see into the future, we don't have to worry about it because they've already ruled we can have E15 year-round. 25 into the future. Well, thank you very much, Ethan. We appreciate it. Goodbye.
No problem. Take care. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ethan, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.